Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is October 9th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Citi sells onshore consumer wealth portfolio in China to HSBC Bank. U.S.-based Citi has agreed to sell the onshore consumer wealth portfolio in China to the HSBC Bank China, as part of its broader global strategy refresh. Terabut partners with FLOOSS. Terabut, an open banking platform, has partnered with FLOOSS, a digital lending platform, to introduce fully digital loans to Bahrain by utilizing open banking. Metro Bank reaches financing deal with investors. U.S.-based Metro Bank has reached a financing deal with its investors that includes both a capital raise and some of debt refinancing. Crown Agents Bank achieves B Corp certification. UK-based specialist in payments and FX organization Crown Agents Bank has secured certification as a B Corporation, B Corp, to prove its ESG standards. Emirates NBD launches digital wealth platform. UAE-based banking group Emirates NBD has launched a digital wealth platform that allows customers to trade securities and ETFs. TrustPay partners with iBankses. Slovakia-based TrustPay has announced its partnership with iBankses in order to leverage its suite of solutions in the process of expanding its open banking reach. Visa, GCash to drive financial inclusion in the Philippines. Global digital payments platform Visa and Philippines-based mobile wallet app GCash have partnered in a bid to drive financial inclusion in the Philippines. Flipkart Commerce Cloud globally provides retail intelligence solutions. India-based Flipkart has launched Flipkart Commerce Cloud, a retail intelligence solution suite for international marketplaces and e-commerce platforms. Bancolombia partners with TerraPay. UK-based payments network TerraPay has announced its partnership with Bancolombia in order to strengthen cross-border remittances across the region of Colombia. MasterCard partners with Instacart and Peacock. MasterCard has announced its partnership with Instacart and Peacock in order to provide an improved and convenient payment experience to US customers. Retail Realm partners with BlueSnap. BlueSnap, a payment orchestration platform, has partnered with Retail Realm, a Microsoft ISV specializing in payments, to bring global payment orchestration to Microsoft Dynamics 365 users. Galileo augments BNPL services for SMEs through MasterCard network. US-based fintech Galileo has partnered with MasterCard to allow lenders to offer small businesses, SMBs, flexible financing options via MasterCard installments. Pega mixes AI into transaction disputes with Pega Smart Dispute. US-based low-code platform provider Pegasystems has updated its Pega Smart Dispute solution to help retailers streamline chargeback processes. Savvy partners with AMLYZE to leverage its AML solutions. Anti-money laundering prevention and compliance solutions provider Savvy has partnered with Lithuania-based RegTech AMLYZE. Socure partners with AQ Technology. Digital identity verification and fraud solutions provider Socure has announced a partnership with AQ Technology to expedite the customer onboarding experience and combat fraud for credit unions. Trulioo Global Survey finds 79% of companies experience business identity theft. Trulioo, a global identity verification platform, has announced new research showing that 79% of responding organizations have experienced defrauding, extorting or stealing money. Identfi partners with Nomad REM. Lithuania-based RegTech Identfi has partnered with Nomad REM to enhance the latter's customer onboarding process. Payments as a service startup Rainforest closes $11.75 million debt and equity seed funding round. Rainforest, a payments as a service, PaaS, platform, today announced the closing of an $11.75 million seed funding round led by Accel, with participation from Infinity Ventures, Box Group, the FinTech Fund, Tech Square Ventures, Ardent Venture Partners and a number of strategic angels. Bancolombia and Terra Pay sign cross-border remittances contract. Terra Pay, a leading global payments network in Bancolombia, Colombia's largest player of remittances, announced the signing of their contract. Dojo ships pocket-sized card machine. The rising cost of living has led Brits to become even more discerning when it comes to where they spend their money dining out. Eccentric Payments acquires IP of ThumbsUp. Eccentric Payment Systems, the leader in retail payment processing in South Africa and 17 other African countries, has announced its acquisition of the IP, people, and customers of innovative technology payment solutions company ThumbsUp, in a move that will benefit both businesses' customers and support Eccentric's strategy to become the dominant omni-channel player for retailers with a national footprint. Komainu scores FCA crypto registration. Komainu, a digital asset custodian joint venture between Nomura, CoinShares, and Ledger, has secured crypto registration from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. Nigerian Exchange Limited aims to drive institutional investment from across Africa via Second Stacks. Second Stacks, a technology company that is building solutions to enhance intra-Africa capital and investment flows, has announced a new partnership with the Nigerian Exchange Limited, NGX, that will enable institutional investors from across Africa to directly invest into Nigeria's capital markets. Warsaw Stock Exchange selects Equinix as data center for new trading systema. The Warsaw Stock Exchange, GPW, the leading stock exchange in the C region, has selected Equinix, global market leader for hosting financial markets and trading ecosystems, as the provider of the state-of-the-art data center where GPW's proprietary Warsaw Automated Trading System, WATS, will be launched. Oliver Haste joins Propellant Digital as head of EMEA product. Propellant Digital, Propellant, the analytics fintech which captures and analyzes global trading activity to drive business decisions, today announced that Oliver Haste has joined as head of EMEA product. Intesa Sanpaolo adopts machine reading tool to parse regulatory rulebooks. Intesa Sanpaolo is continuing its process of adopting innovative artificial intelligence solutions, in line with the objectives of the group's digital transformation program guided by CEO Carlo Messina set out in the 2022-2025 business plan. Napier creates new center of excellence in Kuala Lumpur. Napier, the London-based intelligent compliance technology company, is pleased to announce the establishment of a center of excellence in Kuala Lumpur, as part of its continued investment in the Asia-Pacific, APAC, region. A digital wallet game changer? PaaSism is ready to reimagine the e-commerce experience. For nearly 30 years, Early Warning has been at the forefront of developing financial technology solutions. Beltone Capital signs framework agreement with CRIF. Investment bank Beltone has announced that its wholly owned subsidiary Beltone Capital signed a framework agreement with CRIF to collaborate on data science and credit rating. Optimus and Finova announce partnership. Optimus has partnered with Finova aiming to enhance the property transaction experience for brokers and homebuyers. CRIF launches PetCheck in the UK. Fintech CRIF has announced the launch of its real-time pet insurance service in the UK, allowing companies to simplify the validation process for pet details. American Express to pilot biometric authorization for online payments. American Express has announced its plans to pilot facial and fingerprint recognition technologies for user authentication at online checkouts in the U.S. Jumio partners with NextWealth to scale digital trust solutions. Automated, end-to-end identity verification, risk assessment, and compliance solutions provider Jumio has expanded its partnership with pure-play data services provider NextWealth. UK regulator warns Huobi and KuCoin amid crypto clampdown. Huobi and KuCoin have been added to the UK Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, warning list for marketing their services without proper approvals. Komainu registers with the UK Financial Conduct Authority. UK-based Komainu has successfully registered with the UK Financial Conduct Authority just before the regulator issued new crypto marketing rules. Zil Money and Plex to streamline access to working capital for businesses. Zil Money, a leading B2B payments platform, has partnered with Plex to make it easy for businesses to access working capital. FCA issues 146 alerts on first day of crypto asset promotion regime. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has issued 146 alerts about crypto assets promotions on the first day that new rules came into force governing the marketing of crypto investments. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.